Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Kimberley Center, a case study of the Kimberley Center, a psychopedic institution for people with a learning disability. Producer's note: this document shows the logo of the Abuse in Care, Royal Commission of Inquiry. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 28th of July 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Kimberley Center, a case study of the Kimberley Center, a psychopedic institution for people with a learning disability. Context: commissioners directed that some case studies be developed for a variety of reasons, including to highlight the experiences of particular communities of survivors, across the inquiry period. Trigger warning: we honor and uphold the dignity of survivors who have so bravely shared their stories here. We acknowledge that some content contains explicit descriptions of tuukino abuse, harm and trauma, and may evoke strong negative, emotional responses for readers. Although this response may be unpleasant and difficult to tolerate, it is also appropriate to feel upset. However, if you or someone in your close circle needs support, please contact your GP or healthcare provider. Respect others' truths, breathe deeply, take care of your spirit and be gentle with your heart. Executive summary: the Kimberley Center was one of four large psychopedic institutions in Aotearoa, New Zealand. It operated under various names for 61 years from 1945 to 2006. In the terminology of the day, the term psychopedic was used to describe people with a learning disability to distinguish them from people who were mentally ill. Due to the government policy of institutionalization, together the four psychopedic institutions came to house thousands of disabled children, young people and adults. At its peak in 1964, there were 780 children, young people and adults at the Kimberley Center alone. Societal attitudes of ableism, favoring non-disabled people, and disablism, discrimination against disabled people, led to the segregation and congregation of disabled people into the Kimberley Center. Societal attitudes that were ignorant of Te Tiriti or Waitangi Treaty of Waitangi led to Māori cultural identities, heritage and language being suppressed and discouraged within the Kimberley Center. Social isolation was combined with geographic isolation. Located on the outskirts of Taitoko Levin near the Ōhau River, the Kimberley Center was intended to be a home for life for people with a learning disability who were commonly placed there by whānau on the advice of medical practitioners. Many of the Kimberley Center's children, young people and adults were long-term and admitted at a very young age. A study on the impact of deinstitutionalization found that 75% of participants had lived there for 31 years or more, and 46% of participants were under 6 years old when they were admitted. Children, young people and adults were considered to be out of sight, out of mind. Survivors and their whānau described the Kimberley Center as a hellhole, and evidence received by the inquiry suggests this description of the Kimberley Center is apt. Footnote 1. Footnote 1. Transcript of evidence of Mr. E.I. at the inquiry's Uuhia Te Maramatanga Disability, Deaf and Mental Health Institutional Care Hearing, Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care, the 11th of July 2002, page 49. Transcript of evidence of Irene Priest and Margaret Priest at the inquiry's Uuhia Te Maramatanga Disability, Deaf and Mental Health Institutional Care Hearing, Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care, the 11th of July 2022, page 32. This case study summarizes the evidence the inquiry received about the Kimberley Center. Survivors experienced a dehumanizing environment where they were stripped of their individual identity, stigmatized and devalued for being disabled. In this environment, survivors' right to human dignity was not respected. Abuse was commonplace, severe and chronic, and the inquiry heard of abhorrent sexual and physical abuse. Survivors experienced neglect of basic needs as well as pervasive neglect, neglect across all facets of their lives. Children, young people and adults were not educated, stimulated or treated with dignity and respect. Their emotional and medical needs were not met, and their cultures were not acknowledged or fostered. The severe neglect they experienced had significant long-term impacts. The Kimberley Center's institutional and cultural conditions provided fertile ground for abuse and neglect to take root and continue largely unchallenged for 61 years. This case study describes those conditions. Abuse and neglect was pervasive and structural within the institution. Abuse of children, young people and adults by staff was known and visible, yet staff who were responsible for abuse were not held accountable. This contributed to the abusive environment. There was no complaints process, and children, young people and adults felt that nothing would be done if they did complain to staff. There was a lack of accountability for abusers and the senior managers of the Kimberley Centre for not preventing or responding to complaints of abuse and neglect. As a result, survivors suffered significant long-term impacts. For those who were children and young people, the neglectful environment deprived them of their childhood. For all survivors, it robbed them of their human promise, the opportunity to fulfill their potential. Significant over-medication took away their quality of life, and in some cases contributed to changing their behavior towards aggressive tendencies. Poor nutrition, inappropriate eating practices, and a lack of adequate dental care caused survivors to lose weight and their enjoyment of food. Māori survivors lost their kinship links and cultural identity as they were away from whānau and not provided with access to tikanga, te reo and mātauranga Māori knowledge. Similarly, Pacific peoples suffered cultural neglect as they did not have access to their unique cultures and practices. A survivor quote, "I was woken up by the same woman and taken over to this other room. When we arrived, there were girls and boys there around my age. There were also several adult men and women. There was a girl laying on a bed with no clothes on. Her legs were spread apart, with her feet up on things that looked like crutches or braces. They looked like restraints. One of the men got up and had sexual intercourse with her, while we watched." Mr. E.I., NZ European. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of July 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10-50. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.